welcome to the show. This is the Taku Cat with Jess. And yeah, it's summer. Well, it's supposed to be spring, but you know, over here it just turned summer. It was like rainy one day and then all of a sudden we're in 80 degrees. And allergy season is upon us. And so yay for all those allergy sufferers. This week, the show is going to be all about magic girls. Because everyone loves girls wielding magic and their little outfits. And of course, when you first think of magical girls, you think of, well, I think of Sailor Moon, which is a classic, you know. I think that was pretty much my first anime was Sailor Moon. And yeah, that's kind of cheesy. I still love Sailor Moon. I don't watch it, you know, now, but it still holds close to my heart because it was one of the first animes that I actually knew was an anime. And everyone loves Sailor Moon and Mini Moon and all that, and there's so much fan service out there. Anyways, and our show, the anime I'm going to review today is, of course, about magic girls. Let's go to, this one called Magikano. It's an anime, and sorry, I cannot pronounce today. I cannot do anything today. I'm just, blah. I'm a blah today. But this anime, it's a classic. I forget the term for it. There's a term, a Japanese term or something, where it's one male character and then there's three or more female characters. I forget what that's called, but that's all it is. I really didn't care for it. I mean, I've watched 5 episodes. And there's only 13 episodes in this whole series that are a half hour long. I watched 5 of them and it was painful for me. It was really painful to watch it. There was some good humor in it. Like, you know, what comes along with, you know, living with the girls and them being jealous. But it was really painful for me to sit through, and I was really hoping that it was actually going to be a little bit better, because when I think of that, I was thinking, oh, maybe it should be like Love, Hannah or something, where that had a lot of funny stuff in it. But anyways, the plot summary is this witch, she's cursed to lose her powers, and there's a person, a boy, the main character, is the only person that can break the curse. So she goes out to find this guy. And Haru Yakusawa, he thinks he's, you know, a normal boy going to high school and stuff. Well, he has 3 sisters that are actually witches, and they actually protect him and keep him ignorant about the existence of magic, and like every time he sees magic or something, they pull out a big hammer and smack him in the head, which I don't think is really healthy for him, getting hit on the head so many times. But basically this girl, Irumo, she goes and she's trying to seduce him and like basically wake him up to magic and all that. He does have magic potential. And I'm assuming that later in the episodes you get to see him doing magic. I don't know. But I wouldn't watch it. My friends probably wouldn't like it. I don't know if you would like it. But it's out there. I'm putting it out there. The other magical girl anime that is really funny and really short. It's only 8 episodes. And it's like 13 minutes. Really, really short. Daku-chan. Or aka Club to Death Angel, and it's hilarious. It's mainly a comedy, and of course magical girl. It's funny as hell. It's a caution. It has a lot of blood. The summary plot is in the future, Sakara, which I thought was only like a girl's name, but he has that name, creates this technology where you can have, where the people have eternal life. But for some reason, like the women, is when the women, if they have this, it freezes them at like 12 years. So like basically, it's like a lolicon baby, you know, all these 12-year-old girls that are actually really older. And God basically gets mad at him and sends an angel to the past to kill Sakara before he invents this. And that's Daruko-chan. And she is an angel with a big bat, a spiked bat, that loses her temper and kills a lot of people. But she goes and she decides that, oh, I'm not gonna kill him, I'm gonna change him. Darkoon, she loses her temper and she starts killing everyone with her bat. She does have a power to bring the people back to life. So basically, Sarkoon gets beat to death in every episode and he dies and he's brought back. And it's just funny. It's not, you know, you don't go and watch, you're not, don't go pick this up wanting, you know, a super plot and development of characters. It's not. It's just really violent and funny. And like in one of the episodes, Sakara takes her halo off, and apparently, if you take the halo off one of the angels, they get diarrhea, and like they can die from the diarrhea. It's just really, it's funny. It's hilarious. At first, the first episode when I was first watching it, I was like, "What the heck?" And then it was just, you know, don't show it to little kids. It has a lot of violence and blood, like I said. So don't, you know, don't pass it up for little kids. But you know, the teens and up, you'll probably. Another good anime for magical girls is Angel Tales, and I believe that came out on. You can start getting that on DVD here. Excuse me. And it's I didn't have any qualms about it. I liked it. It's let's see here. I watched it a while back actually, so I'm trying to remember. It's again comedy, magic girl romance. And this guy, Garo, he's bish bad luck basically, and one day he goes to a fortune teller, and the fortune teller tells him that your luck will change. And he comes home, and three girls, cute ass girls, are in his room, and they're like, "We're your guardian angels. We're gonna help you." And he's like, "Oh my god, there's girls, and you know, of course, all the bloody noses and stuff." It turns out these girls are actually reincarnations of pets that Garo has owned throughout his life, and like so forth. So there's like a cat, a bird, a dog, monkey, and all kinds of different animals. There's, I guess, I forget how many angels there are. I think there's like 12. I'm not sure. But they come three at a time, basically, and they try and help him throughout his life, but they end up just ruining everything because they're psychos. And it's magic. It has magic in it. And they have little cell phones that beep and all this kind of good, goody, goody, goodness stuff. There's 12 episodes that are 22 minutes long. And again, I think it is on DVD in the US, so if you want to go pick it out, rent it, buy it, whatever. And oh gosh, allergies suck. Allergies suck, 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 suck. And for a manga, or actually it's Korean manhwa, for it's called The 11th Cat, and I think I talked about this a while ago. I don't think I did a review. I can't really remember, and I'm too lazy to go look at my past shows. So if I have, oh well. This is my show, Soul Saku. The 11th Cat, or Mangwa, is first published in Korea, and then, you know, it came over here, translated. And it's a fantasy romance with magical girl Rika. The plot summary is Rika. She is a wizard, or a wizard in training, and her best friend Eugene seems to think that she's not good wizard. She's very scatterbrained and, like, ditzy and, like, a really girly girl kind of person, and she always gets in trouble. In the first Mangwa, sorry if I pronounce that wrong, just kill me later, okay? The first one book, she goes out searching in the woods for a black pearl in hopes of trading it for a staff, because, you know, every wizard needs a staff to do their stuff. And as she's looking for this, she gets in trouble, and a mysterious man in a dark cloak helps her out and, like, tells her to be careful about the black pearl. She's like, I don't need to be careful. And she ends up actually finding the black pearl, and she accidentally touches it, because she does. She does a lot of accidental things. And out comes a cat boy. Everyone loves cat boys. I love cat boys. You love cat boys. Anyways, cat boy comes out and he's like, I'll protect you. And he's supposed to be the guardian of the Black Pearl. And so the rest of the books are, there's three of them. The next two mangas are about her going around traveling with this cat boy that has magic as well. And apparently she studies fire magic, but she has more potential in dark magic. So that was one of her major mess ups. And then Monhwa Shoujo Lyrical Nawa. I don't think that was anything close to what is actually named. But this series is about a young girl that finds a talking ferret, which is actually a wizard from another planet. And he is turned into a ferret for some reason. I forgot what reason. But he ends up telepathically telling her, you know, you have to help me. And there's seeds scattered around the world. Or actually, it's around her city, because she never leaves her city this whole series. And she has to capture these seeds, which are dangerous. When they're exposed to people, they turn into monsters. And so she receives this red, like, ruby or whatever, and it's called Raging Heart, and it turns into her staff, and it also makes her change into, like, you know, her little magic outfit. So she goes around trying to collect these, and she actually runs into a dark mage, which is the same age as her, and they end up fighting, and it's actually a very good anime. I really liked it, and can't wait until it comes out on DVD to buy. It's actually, the series is a spin-off of Tangled Hearts, Sweet Songs Forever, an OAV, so it's similar to that, and you should check that out too. I haven't actually seen that one, so I'll have to check that out. And there's also a sequel to this, and they're wonderful, they're really good. They're sweet. They're kind of Sailor Moon-ish, but, you know, it's not a team. It's just her and her friend later on, which is actually her enemy in the first one, becomes her friend in the second one. But the staffs are really cool. The staffs actually talk English. They, you know, they say, and it's really cool. There's a lot of magic and spells and all that goodiness of. Hence why it earned its spot in the Magical Girl Show today. And, oh, if you go to your local store and you go into like the aisle for ethnic foods and you go to, you know, the Asian foods, try the shrimp flavored chips. Those are so addicting. I buy them and like once I open the bag, I can't stop. And normally I don't like I don't really like shrimp flavored stuff, but these chips are pretty good. Finals are coming. I have a major test this week. And then after that, next week I have the final. So everyone wish me luck because apparently I need it. I need a lot of luck for my finals. And it's sunny. Go, don't tan too much. You might get skin cancer. Which reminds me, I was outside trying to get tan, you know, to look good in shorts so I don't, like, blind people when I wear shorts with my wide-ass legs. And I, like, fell asleep out there, and my mom forgot to, like, check on me, even though I shouldn't have been dumb enough to sleep out there. But, like, half, like, my front of my legs are, like, bright red now, so I have to tan the other side. And hopefully I won't get skin cancer when I'm older. So put on that sunblock and don't get mosquito bites. We have horrible mosquitoes here. They're huge. And like when they bite you, it feels like a freaking bee sting. It hurts, man. It hurts. A little bit about myself. See here, I got Catnapped as a wonderful DVD anime. It's a little anime. Catnapped. It's course about cats and Nichols. You should go check it out. Go buy it. It's like $19, I think, maybe, plus shipping, because I'm lazy and I don't go to the stores to pick out my DVDs. I have them shipped to me. And, I think that's it for this week. I'm sorry that it's kind of like lazy and tired. I tried, I made notes, I tried, but, you know, allergies really get ya, and also homework and work and all that crap. But see you next week, hopefully. I hope you enjoy the show, and if any feedback, please send my way at pyronicojess@podomatic.com, and you can send MP3s. Yeah, that's what it is. Those files. So, like, voicemails and, like, record your stuff and send it to me. And if you do that, I might put you in the show. I might do a little segment where, you know, the fan feedback. So, anyways, adios, amigos. Have some magical fun. See you next week.